In a former pet store on Barry's Main Street, a small staff and a crew of volunteers helps people get their lives back together, one day, one conversation, one game of pool at a time. A pool game? Listen to Mike Smith. His struggles with alcoholism have brought him trouble and jail time.
I came here Saturday night instead of going out drinking. We came here, had pizza, and played pool. We had a pool tournament without alcohol. First time I've ever played pool without drinking. And it felt good.
When he's not playing pool, Smith attends workshops at the Turning Point Center in Barrie in an effort to live life sober. He also volunteers. One morning last week, he was cleaning bathrooms and dusting the well-worn furniture. Smith says the work is meaningful, but more important is the help he gets from others who have been down the same road.
This is a transition for me. This place is like a truck stop for alcoholics, if you want to call it that. It's a place where you need something, if you got to get, you know, your mind straight, if there's somebody to talk with and, you know, say, I'm going through this hard time right now.
Vermont has 11 recovery centers based on the concept of peer coaching. The idea is simple. People who have been through addiction have the experience and the empathy to help others.
I can come here and I feel like I'm at home. I've got a lot of help from each and every one of the ones that work here.
That's Tim Thresher. The 48-year-old Barrie resident readily acknowledges the struggles he's faced over the years, struggles that include alcoholism, recovery, relapse, and homelessness. But he's got his own apartment now, and he's become a volunteer recovery coach himself.
It seems to help, you know, with other people and talking with them. I enjoy talking with them, you know, and telling them what I've gone through and where I'm at, you know, instead of being just stuck at, like, the shelter and not moving anywhere, you know, not moving on and trying to help themselves.
New research has provided evidence to show that peer recovery coaching is a cost-effective way to help addicts. The Vermont Recovery Network, which oversees the 11 centers, commissioned a study to look at outcomes. The research found that as people go through recovery coaching, about half stay out of prison. They also need less detox treatment or costly care at hospital emergency rooms. The study of 52 individuals also found that those who get the peer support are more likely to enroll in mental health and substance abuse treatment. Bob Purvis, the director of the Barrie Center, says the results are preliminary but encouraging.
There's a whole range of social services and justice system costs that are showing a decrease. You know, I haven't had to go to court. I haven't violated my probation, so I haven't been locked up again.
Purvis is a former corporate lawyer who, by his own description, made too much money and spiraled into alcoholism. He's now the part-time director of the Barrie Center, which has a budget of around $55,000 a year. Purvis would like to provide more programs and open the center more evenings a week, but his budget doesn't allow that.
Our situation right now is that we have this incredibly capable group of people who are directing the centers, but we're running on fumes. Everybody's part-time, and we're basically punching above our weight right now. We're wanting to prove that recovery services work, and that we can do this in Vermont, and we don't need a whole lot of money to do it, but we need more than we're getting right now.
The state spends between $40,000 and $50,000 a year to incarcerate an inmate in a Vermont prison, depending on the institution. So Purvis points out that if the center keeps just one person out of jail, it is paid for itself.
When we invest in recovery services, we're saving money.
Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan agrees that recovery and treatment services need to be a larger part of the state's anti-drug efforts.
You have people in the criminal justice system who are asking people to do certain things, and they've never walked a day in the shoes of the folks who are really suffering. So that's why I'm a real supporter of the peer-to-peer recovery coaching, because there's instant credibility. They know firsthand the challenges. They know the struggle. They know better than we do what's needed in order to keep somebody sober, to keep them stabilized.
The recovery center directors are hoping to roughly double their state appropriation. It's not a big-ticket item, but money is scarce this year. Chittenden Senator Diane Snelling, a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, wants to find the funds.
From my perspective, that study was very important because it shows that what they're doing does work.
If the legislature needs witnesses to make the case, lawmakers could come to Barrie to talk with Tim Thresher. He's back in the front room of the Turning Point Center after a smoke break. And he says the people here have become a family he can lean on.
If you look out there on the street or anything and you see a lot of people, you know, all those could be helped right here.
Thresher says he knows of others who could benefit from Turning Point programs.
If they step in the door, it starts here, I believe.
For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Barrie.